Genesis, chapter number 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And he called the darkness night. And in the evening and the morning were the first day. And now for the rest of the story. Out of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, starting at verse number 51, listen for the next major event that's going to happen. Paul wrote, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, there shall be brought to pass that saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Now, for one more question. Are you ready to meet God? Have you trusted Him as your Lord and Savior? Have you been born again? If not, you're going to miss the next major event with God, the rapture of the church. It's coming, and it's coming soon. You must be ready. Don't put it off another day. Because the devil will lie to you. He will deceive you. He will cheat you out of eternal life. And my friend, you will spend eternity in an everlasting hell, begging and never getting to come to the Lord. Be saved today before it's everlasting too late. And remember, God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.